Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. I have a special guest on the program today, jazz singer and educator Tierney Sutton. Sutton, along with her band, the Tierney Sutton Band, have been staples of the jazz scene for two decades now, nominated for 8 Grammy Awards for their interpretations of jazz standards, as well as the music of Bill Evans, Joni Mitchell, and Sting. On this episode, we'll hear parts of an interview I had with Sutton recently, talking about her life and career, and we'll hear some of her music. It's the music of Tierney Sutton, coming up next on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Tierney Sutton, who's just been named a professor of jazz studies at Indiana University, performing Back Home Again in Indiana, and Donna Lee from her 2000 album Unsung Heroes. That recording of the Tierney Sutton Band featured Christian Jacob on piano, Trey Henry on bass, Ray Brinker on drums, and Gary Foster on alto sax. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're featuring the music of jazz singer Tierney Sutton. Sutton is an 8-time Grammy Award nominee, an electrifying, creative, and hugely accomplished jazz singer, as well as a vocal jazz educator. She's been performing with her band, the Tierney Sutton Band, for the past 25 years, and for the past decade, every project she's worked on has been nominated for the Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album. Just recently, Sutton has been appointed as a professor of music and jazz studies at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. And recently, I had the pleasure of sitting down with Sutton here at the WFIU studios to talk about her music and career. When we talked, the first thing I asked her was about her brand new position, teaching at Indiana University. So let's start with your recent appointment at Indiana University. How's it been so far?
It has been lovely. It's a big, big change for me to be spending a chunk of my time here. But the students are extraordinary. They're wonderfully open, and they're very talented. And the faculty has been tremendously welcoming. So it's been lovely to be here.
So prior to working at IU, you've taught jazz vocals at the University of Southern California and the Los Angeles Music Academy. Has teaching always been something that you wanted to do?
You know, at first, it was something that I did to pay the bills. You know, I realized early on that if I was going to be singing full time, I needed to find a way to eat. And I remember when I was just doing jam sessions when I was living in Boston many years ago and really starting out, singers would come up and say, do you ever teach? And the first time I was asked, I just said, yeah, sure, yeah. And so it started like that. And then when I moved to L.A. especially, I started to teach. And my first private student that I had when I moved to L.A. was Gretchen Parlato, who's kind of a jazz star
right now.
And so I always laugh and say, you know, if those are your first students, you just know what you're in for. So mm-hmm. I find from that moment on, I realized how much I learn from teaching. And really, in the end, I decided to take the appointment because I asked myself one question: is this going to make you a better musician? And the answer was yes. So I'm finding so many things that I wanted to work on. I've spent a lot of time in the last years when I've been teaching and when I've been on the road and wishing that I could go back to school. And so this is my kind of sneaky way of doing that, to be perfectly honest.
But you were very active in the L.A. music scene, and now that you're in South Central Indiana, what does it mean for your recording and performing career?
Well, I am still in L.A. frequently.
Okay.
I just got a text today from Terry Trotter asking me to do something with him in October, and I'm going to, and a performance with Alan Bergman doing the music of Alan and Marilyn Bergman was just announced today that I'm doing, and then I still have tour dates throughout the year. So it's hard to imagine how that rhythm is going to be because I feel so immersed in this right now. But I know I'll just have that new rhythm of life.
So you're not just a singer, but you also have a working band. It's kind of a rare thing in the vocal jazz world, the Tierney Sutton Band. And you've been together for over 20 years now.
25 years,
25 years. Christian Jacob on piano, Kevin Axt on bass, Trey Henry also on bass, Ray Brinker on drums. What made you decide to form a band rather than going at it alone?
Well, you know, I would say it's not just a rare thing in vocal jazz. It's a rare thing anywhere, anytime, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a rare thing in jazz. I don't know. You know, the only band that I can think of that's kind of like that and they've just stopped touring together would be Keith Jarrett's trio
mm-hmm.
with Dejanette and Gary Peacock. I think in my way of looking at the world, it's just the most natural thing in the world. The first thing that happened was I met Trey and Ray on a visit to L.A., and I thought, wow, there are great musicians here. And at that moment, I was deciding whether to move to New York from Boston or L.A. from Boston. And when I came to L.A. and I met these great musicians who were around my age, And I started seeing all these great players in L.A. that were right there at my fingertips. And there were not very many jazz singers in L.A. And I thought, huh, it's sunny here and warm. Maybe I'll try this. Yeah. Maybe I'll see how this works. And I started to work with Ray and Trey. And when it came time to record, I said, who would you guys hear on piano? Because musicians are not like Eli Whitney's interchangeable parts. Mm-hmm. And so if you can get a trio or rhythm section that already work together, you link up with them and you're in good shape. And they said, I think Christian Jacob would be great. And I actually knew him from Boston. I knew of him. I had never worked with him, but I knew of his reputation. And so we made our first record, went into the studio in 1995. That's how long that from recording we met in 92, 93. And that record came out on a European label. It was called Introducing Tierney Sutton. It could have been called the Introducing the Tierney Sutton Band.
It's only human for anyone to want to be in love, but who wants to be in love in vain?
And when Telarc signed me, they signed based on that record. And I had the good fortune of Oscar Peterson and Ray Brown listening to that record and talking to Telarc about whether to sign me and whether I was any good and what to do. And Oscar Peterson said, you know, you should just let her record with her band. This is a really good band. Mm-hmm. And they weren't stupid. So rather than doing what normally was done and still is normally done, which is, you know, you get Kenny Barron to play piano and you get Al Foster to play drums and you get the big cheeses to form a trio. And I would have been perfectly happy to do that.
Right.
Honestly, I wouldn't have said no. But I was also pleased that they had that reaction. And so we did the first record, which was Unsung Heroes. And then I still wasn't sure that we would really be a band. But the next record was the music of Bill Evans. And once we got into that music, our cooperative arranging style, everybody was so invested. And it was clear to me that this was the way to do it. And so around 2005, so this is, you know, 10 years into the process, we incorporated. I said, I want you guys really invested. I want you to be partners. And we formed a corporation. And it just seemed like the only just way to do it, to really, really invest them totally.
Tierney Sutton talking with me about her band, the Tierney Sutton Band. Let's hear some music from that Bill Evans album now. This is the Tierney Sutton Band from their 2001 album, Blue and Green, performing the tune Autumn Leaves on Afterglow.
Sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days were long and so long you're old. When a song, but I miss you most of all, my darling. Autumn leaves start to fall. The falling leaves drip by my window. The autumn leaves are red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands you wait in the gang and all with a diggy grow long and soon all year old with a song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Thank you. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you've been in the way, the days grow long and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. Autumn leaves start to fall. Start to fall. Start to fall. Start.
Turn out the stars. Turn out the stars. Let eternal darkness hide me if I can't have you beside me. Put out their fires, their endless splendor only reminds me of your tenderness. Ocean's roar. Don't let the rivers run. Let me hear no more the wondrous music of a skylark in the sun. Turn out the stars, shut off their light. Stop every comet in its magic lonely flight. Let there
two songs from Tierney Sutton's 2001 album Blue and Green, a tribute to pianist Bill Evans. We just heard Sutton and pianist Christian Jacob performing the Bill Evans tune Turn Out the Stars, and before that was Autumn Leaves. I'll take you back to part of an interview I did with Tierney Sutton recently, where we talked about the beginning of her career. What first got you hooked onto jazz music?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I didn't really listen to anything except, I've often said, what dopey white girls in Milwaukee listen to on the radio, you know, circa 1975, you know. So I always found myself improvising but not knowing what it was. I just thought I had a tick. You know, I would have a melody and I would sing it to myself for 3 days, yeah, and I would alter it. And I sang in musicals, and I had a reasonably good voice, but I didn't want to be a professional musician because I thought the options were be a singer-songwriter, and I didn't think I was really much good at that. Hadn't really found a voice that made me feel right about that. I didn't want to be an opera singer, and I didn't want to be a Broadway singer, and I didn't want to be in a cover band of top 40 things and do versions that were just not really as good as the original, mm-hmm, that everybody really wants to hear. And I had a summer gig And for people that know Wisconsin, they're going to be really starstruck right now. I was a Heidel honey in 1984, something like that. I had a summer job at the Heidel House Resort in Green Lake, Wisconsin, and we were singing cocktail waitresses. And it was exactly what you're picturing in your mind. And we sang three shows. We had a pop show, a Broadway show, and an Americana show. And they were every bit as horrible as you can possibly imagine. And each show had standards in it. I didn't know what they were. But I knew that there were certain songs that even we couldn't destroy. And I didn't understand why. And across the street, there was a jazz trio, a woman named Mary Jay, who was a pianist singer, and her daughter played drums and her son-in-law played bass. And I would go over there on my nights off, and I was confused. I was like, how come all of the songs that they do are like a few of the songs in our show? You know, I knew Funny Valentine always sounded kind of good for some reason, and I knew Moonlight in Vermont always sounded kind of nice, and On a Clear Day was really nice, and I couldn't figure out why. And when I heard this jazz trio, it finally dawned on me, oh, this is jazz. Mm-hmm.
So much of your work is focused on jazz standards, but your own interpretation of jazz standards. What do you look for in a song when you're recording it on an album or picking it for a set list? What makes a good song for you?
That I like it, you know, that I like it. And there are many things you can like about a song. It could just have just the grooviest harmony in bar four that you've ever heard. And just I just love that chord so much. It kills me every time. And as long as the melody is pretty good and the lyrics are good, you like that song. You know, the melody, the story. And I like to put a set together that has variety, that has something for everyone. I really feel sad when people think they don't like jazz because what they're introduced to is something they can't interact with. You know, you have to give your audience a bridge to come in on. And I think the vocalist is a big part of that. And so a lot of times, if you present something that's just, you know, five choruses of instrumental soloing in every tune and no melodies they've ever heard before and no lyrics, well, that's just really hard. Mm-hmm. It's not that you can't have some of that. It's just to really give the audience a way to come to your party. And that's not dumbing it down. That's part of our job.
That's opening a door. It's an invitation.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So how do you feel that your style has evolved over the years, starting from when you first moved to L.A. to now?
That's a pretty good question. I think when I first moved to L.A., I wanted to be a spang-a-lang, swinging jazz singer, you know, in that tradition. And very early on, when my band came to the table, they would say, Tierney, listen, how many times has this song been done this way? Do we really want to recreate that wheel? I mean, we could do it, but come on. And so there was this constant challenging that they did. And that was something that I really appreciated. And so what's happened over the years is if I'm working with other musicians and it makes me uncomfortable a little bit, that's good. Rather than, oh, here's how I do it, and let's do it my way absolutely. So that whole creative process is different with every musician that you work with and every situation.
Tierney Sutton chatting with me about her way around a jazz standard. And here now is the Tierney Sutton Band with two interpretations of two standards, both by Harold Arlen. We'll begin with their 2005 live album, I'm With the Band, and Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. On Afterglow.
I don't like you, but I'd hate to lose. as you. You have got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, but I can't forget you. You have got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off of my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back more. I should hate you, but I think I love you. You have got me in between the devil and the deep blue.
Sing it low, let them all know the wicked witch is dead. Ding dong, she's gone, she's dead. Oh, wake up, you sleepy head, rub your eyes, get out of bed. Ding dong, she's gone, she has gone, where the cobbles go. Billow, 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 your whole ass stands and laugh and sing. And ring the bell, I got all the merry, oh. Sing it high, sing it low. Let them all, 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 let them all know she's dead. Wicked old witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Ding dong, the wicked old witch is dead. She has gone where the goblins go. Billow, 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 your whole head stands to laugh and sing. Hot cold and berry, oh, sing it high, sing it low. Let them all know the wicked witch. Let them all know the wicked witch. Let them all know the wicked witch is dead.
Two tunes by Harold Arlen, performed by the Tierney Sutton Band. That was Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead from their 2002 album Something Cool, and before that, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea from their live 2005 album I'm With the Band. We'll hear more from jazz singer Tierney Sutton, including parts of an interview I had with her recently, in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iheartsoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been featuring the music of jazz singer Tierney Sutton this hour, a singer with a staggering musical range, both vocally and artistically. Over the past two decades, Sutton and her band, the Tierney Sutton Band, have expanded the common notion of the jazz standard, recording jazz versions of songs by artists that lie outside of the Great American Songbook, namely Sting and Joni Mitchell. I recently sat down for an interview with Sutton here at the WFIU studios and asked her about one of her more recent projects, recording the music of Sting. Here's part of that interview now. Last year, you were nominated for a Grammy for the Sting Variations. What compelled you to adapt the music of Sting on an album, a jazz album?
Well, you know, I was talking about my influences, growing up in Milwaukee and music that I liked. And I did like The Police, and when I looked deeply into Sting and his background, there's all of this jazz influence because he was a jazz bassist playing in big bands, you know, in England before this all began. And there's all this influence of Miles Davis and jazz in his background. And he writes in his memoir that he kind of felt sad when he started writing for the Police because he felt like his palate got smaller in terms of what he could be doing. And then later in his career, he worked with Kenny Kirkland and all these amazing Branford Marsalis, mm-hmm. all these great jazz people, because he really does love that music. And in that sense, he's like Joni Mitchell. There are pop artists that put on a jazz hat for 2 days and make a record. And then there are pop artists that really have a pretty deep connection to the music. And he, like Joni Mitchell, is one of those. Mm-hmm. And so I really liked the idea. And at first, I thought I was going to do, like I did on the Joni record, a few standards, because he's recorded a lot of standards. But in the end, Trey Henry really took over this project and started doing all these amazing arrangements of Sting stuff that there just wasn't any room for anything else.
Tierney Sutton talking about her album, The Sting Variations. And here's a track from that 2016 album. This song is originally from Sting's first solo record, the very jazz-influenced album The Dream of the Blue Turtles, which featured jazz musicians Kenny Kirkland and Branford Marsalis. Here's the Tierney Sutton Band with Fortress Around Your Heart on Afterglow.
Walking on the mines I lay, and if I built this fortress around.
the Tierney Sutton Band performing Sting's song Fortress Around Your Heart. That's from their 2016 album, The Sting Variations, which was nominated for a Grammy Award earlier this year. In 2013, Tierney Sutton created another album that looked at the music of a different jazz-inspired pop artist, Joni Mitchell. Sutton's album After Blue explored music from different periods of Mitchell's career, from her 1960s folk music to her 1970s jazz influence music. When I talk with Sutton at the WFIU studios, we discuss that album and the subtle similarities between her voice and Joni Mitchell's voice.
Joni has two kind of distinct voices in that, you know, she's got that sort of high, sweet, fairy voice that she sings in her younger years. Mm-hmm. And then she's got this smoky, almost Billie Holiday-esque vibe that she does on Both Sides Now, the Vince Mendoza album that I'm obsessed with.
That's the recent one. It's from a couple of years ago.
Well, it's from 2002 or 2000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It might even be a couple years ago, 17 years ago now. Anna, see, you're getting old too. It's not just me. But yeah, it's just a few years ago. Yeah. In Joni time. It's just a few years ago. But the interesting thing when I started to address her music the way that I wanted to is that those two voices I use regularly in my work. That's just my voice. Years ago, Ray Brown gave me some advice. One of the things he said was, you sing in canary keys. And he said, we got to roll you around in the dirt a little bit. And he was right in the sense that I didn't even know you could transpose things. So I would just take the instrumentalist key and squeak my way through it. And, mm-hmm. and I could kind of do it because I had a pretty high voice. And so I worked hard to sing in lower key. So the next record I did was The Ballads of Frank Sinatra. And I really thought about the keys for a lot of that stuff. When he said, got to roll you around in the dirt a little bit, when Ray gave me that advice, it was before he'd seen the band live. Mm-hmm. After he saw the band live, he said, I hope everything I said to you was okay, but now that I've seen you, I think you should just keep doing what you're doing. After he saw the band, he really, really loved it. Yeah. And I've used that high part of my range quite a bit and just decided, hey, this is what God gave me. This is here. I'm just going to try to use it as well as I can. But at the same time, I'll often sing a ballad in a lower part of my register, and I don't get the smoking vibe that Joni gets. Mm-hmm. But it's a part of what I like to do. And so I wasn't consciously emulating her. I was just using both of the voices that I normally use.
Tierney Sutton talking about her 2013 Joni Mitchell tribute album, After Blue. Here's Tierney Sutton with a track from that album now. This is Joni Mitchell's Court and Spark on Afterglow.
For sure I'd seen him dancing up a river in the dark, looking for a woman to court and spark. He was playing on the sidewalk for passing change when something strange happened. Glory train passed through him, so he buried the coins he made in People's Park and went looking for a woman to court and spark. Kind. He saw how I worried sometimes. the guilty people, he said. They've all seen the stain on their daily bread, on their Christian names. I cleared myself, I sacrificed my blues, and you could complete me. I'd complete you. The sand and the sea, and the more he talked to me, you know, the more he reached me. But I couldn't let go of LA, city of the fallen angels.
Tierney Sutton in 2013 with Court and Spark, a song originally written by Joni Mitchell. That's from Sutton's Joni Mitchell tribute album titled After Blue. Tierney Sutton's most recent project brought her into unfamiliar territory, the world of film music. Sutton and her band wrote the music for the 2016 film Sully, starring Tom Hanks as pilot Sully Sullenberger, the pilot of the plane that landed in the Hudson River in 2009. The film was directed by Clint Eastwood, who is a known jazz lover, and he specifically asked Sutton and pianist Christian Jacob of the Tierney Sutton Band to work on the music for this film. Here's Sutton to explain.
Well, Clint became sort of a fan, and, you know, living in L.A. for all of these years, You hear things, you know, like somebody will say to you, like, in fact, it was Terry Trotter who said to me, you know who's a big fan of yours? Clint Eastwood. And I was like, yeah. You know, we had done a performance for Clint at his country club after the Monterey Jazz Fest, I think 2007-ish, something like that. And so we knew him a little bit. But in the 2 years leading up to Sully, Clint started to just manifest. It's like every 5 minutes I was doing a gig and there was Clint Eastwood. And we did 3 nights at Catalina's, at a club in Catalina's. And the manager of the club came back and said, oh, Clint Eastwood's going to be here tonight. You know, he hasn't come to the club in 10 years. This is crazy, you know. And so he came 2 nights in a row to see us at Catalina's and then arranged for us to do a private performance for him. And he said something in passing like, well, you know, I have some idea of something that maybe you and Christian could do, but he's very understated. And so one day he just called me up and he said, I'd love to show you and Christian some source music I've been using provisionally on my new film. And I didn't even know what the movie was. Mm-hmm. And so Christian and I went in, and we were working on the Sting album at that time. We were in the middle, in the heat of battle, recording that album. And Christian and I went over to Warner Brothers, and we thought he was just going to show us, you know, a couple of things, and we were going to either re-record or get him licensing to use the recordings. But instead, when we got there, he took us to a screening room. There were all the producers, all the editors were there, and we sat down, and there was a full screening of the film. And the only music that had been added were two a cappella vocal cues of me singing and one solo piano cue of Christian. And after the film, they just looked at us and said, so? And within 72 hours of that moment, we were recording to picture with the band.
Wow.
and Clint scene by scene. Mm-hmm. By that time, we'd sat down as a band. We'd spotted the film. We'd said, what if we try this? What if we do this here? There's so much shorthand when you've been working together that long. Mm-hmm. And so we did it and then got to write lyrics for things. And Christian wrote two or three different themes. We adapted Clint's theme. There's a beautiful soundtrack of all the stuff that didn't make it in the film because Clint just, it was his musical Barbie doll, you know. He just sat there and it was so great. He was with us for 12-hour days and he would sit there and just say, oh, why don't you try it like this? And why don't you sing that line this way? I mean, he was really, really hands-on mm-hmm. and knew what he wanted. And he said, give me more than I'm going to use, you know. And so we recorded all this music, which was great. And little bits of it are in the film beautifully, you know, done. But it's very subtle.
That was Tierney Sutton talking about working with Clint Eastwood on the music for the film Sully. To close off this hour, I'll play for you the theme song from Sully called Flying Home. This melody was written by Clint Eastwood, adapted by Christian Jacob of the Tierney Sutton Band, with lyrics by Sutton herself. This is Flying Home on Afterglow.
Tell me your story, I'll tell you mine. Sing me your song, I'll follow line by line. Draw me near, let me hear the things you've treasured. Patient as falling snow, standing inside the questions. Only guessing by what truths our souls are measured. Each of us rising from worlds unknown. Within your trials, I see my own. Still there are journeys that are yours alone. You were born for the storm you have to weather. True as a winter wind, you face the moment bravely. You and I, we're on our own and yet together. Walking a path we can't define. Tell me your story, I'll tell you mine. Sing me your song, I'll follow line by line. Let the night fall with the lightness of a feather, trusting the coming dawn. We cannot hold the morning. You and I, we're on our own and yet together. For in the end, we're all flying home.
The Tierney Sutton Band with Flying Home, the theme song from the 2016 Clint Eastwood film Sully. Tierney Sutton is an 8-time Grammy-nominated jazz singer and is now a professor of jazz studies at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street, online at iHeartSoma.com. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.